This was a shocker to everybody because we all figured that Roger Goodell would have his owners in line and basically tell them, don't say anything about this. Wait until after Mary Jo White's investigation and then kind of render judgment on this. And Jim Irsay, the one owner who was really willing to go out there and say what I think a lot of owners are thinking, that the ESPN report and certainly what we've known from the congressional investigation, the Beth Wilkinson investigation, and now Mary Jo White's ongoing investigation, that there's a lot of concerns for owners, and whether it's the sexual harassment and the toxic workplace, or even some of the financial ramifications that Mary Jo White is looking into. But you have to believe more owners than just Jim Irsay are concerned about Dan Snyder owning Washington Commanders.
Irsay has been open about struggles with substance abuse and mental illness. It's now a big theme of his team's philanthropic work to get people who are struggling to reach out for help. I wonder if in 2022, we've gotten to the point where Irsay's past will not get dragged into this.
Yeah, and that's what is amazing is after that ESPN report about Snyder having enough dirt, as ESPN reported, to kind of at least make owners question or Roger Goodell question whether they would want to go after him, Jim Irsay's had his out in the public eye and it addressed some of his problems. And that honestly makes this even more newsworthy than one of the other owners out there who might be someone you say does have kind of unwritten scandals or uncovered scandals. Jim Irsay is a guy who it's been well documented, just like Jerry Jones, just like Robert Kraft, of having problems out there. And if nothing else, that may open him up to being more critical of Dan Snyder than others.
As long as the owners remain silent, and I'm slightly repeating what you've been telling us, as long as the owners remain silent and it was just, you know, quotes to the media without a name attached, it was one thing. Do you think that Irsay has kind of broken open the dam here?
I think so, at least in giving us idea of what these guys are thinking. And I did get the indication, my colleague Rob Motti, who was here with me, that there are other owners who do feel like they would vote in favor of getting rid of Dan Snyder at this point. And over the past few months, even as the congressional investigation's been simmering, I really didn't think there were anywhere close to 24 votes. And Jim Irsay saying he did think there was a possibility of 24 votes. We're still not there yet. So I still don't think we're to the point where a lot of other owners are going to publicly speak out against Dan Snyder, because this is not really their guy's kind of MO to do that. But once this investigation is over, which could be as soon as this week or next week, there could be a huge rush to judgment, either in favor of Daniel Snyder or the other way around. And depending on what the information is dug up by Mary Jo White, in addition to everything we know from Beth Wilkinson and Congress.
A final thought about, you know, a lot of people follow the NFL schedule for their team, not so much the front office schedule. Would we have to wait for a winter meeting for a vote to be taken?
It does seem like December would be the next time for a meeting. It's not that much longer. Another December meeting in New York. But the NFL owners do have the ability at any point to call a meeting together if they need to vote on something. And certainly if we have the results of an investigation sooner than later, that could be happening later this fall.